On this episode of Emulate This, we finally get to Rockstar's 2010 Wild West adventure, Red Dead Redemption, a whole show dedicated to Red Dead. So Mike, let's start the show.
Press start.
Edition of Emulate This, episode 17. How's everyone doing? That little lion sound was back. I like that, Mike.
That threw me.
I can't help myself.
That was good. How you guys feeling after that hour-long sound check? That was unbelievable.
What a fucking nightmare. What Mickey Mouse operation we're running here.
That was ridiculous.
I would rather go through airport security. I really would.
We had a mixer go down. Unbelievable.
We have a really insane setup here that is...
Everything was
whatever.
Everything looked good. Now everything's spaghettified. All the wires are spaghettified. Because it was like chaos in here going, what the fuck is going wrong? What's going wrong?
It's a rat's nest with the wires all over.
This is what happens when I leave the command bunker.
Oh, man. That was unbelievable. But, so here we are.
Here we are. How you doing?
Everyone sounds okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Sort of. I have a head cold.
You're just getting over something.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's going around. I had the double whammy. I had the head cold. This is the first episode in three episodes that I feel good. The first one.
Really?
Yeah.
So we got you at 100%.
This is 100%.
Because I've been wondering what the fuck your issue is.
Yeah. I kind of thought he was holding back the whole time. Yeah, did you feel that?
It felt that way.
No, and I had something, and then Mike got the same kind of the aches and
it was bad.
Fever and all that.
Yeah. Super AIDS?
Sure.
Yeah.
You guys haven't had anything? Eric, nothing?
No.
You will after today.
Although.
I probably will after making out with Mike.
Yeah. I think Mike stole a carrier. He's got it.
Full disclosure.
He's still a carrier. You know he is.
Full disclosure, I had a huge bowl of chili, though, before I came here today. So
it wasn't Wendy's,
it could get thick in here. No! Mom's homemade.
Oh, okay.
It was delicious, right. But there were a lot of beans in it.
Ooh, thanks, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the kidney beans.
Yeah. Oh, the kidney beans, all sorts of beans.
Yeah.
Beans you don't even want to know about.
I like some good chili in a crock pot.
Oh, delightful.
Yeah.
You know what? And it's better reheated.
It's like grasping his Red Bull.
I like some good chili.
I'm like looking at Eric.
I love some good chili.
Eats like a meal.
Oh, we have a good, a little bit different show. We're actually going to do a game we pepper in usually almost in every episode. Red Dead Redemption.
So So once again, we're taking a little retro break.
Yes.
So stick with us. You know, I know there's a lot of retro fans out there, but we ask you, you know, it's still us.
Yeah, we'll get to the older stuff. Of course.
But I mean, it's still us. We're good people. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Eric, do something a little new sometimes.
I'm not sure. I'm not too sure about us, to be honest.
After what happened earlier, I'm not sure either.
It's a fucking clown show.
I don't think you need to apologize for this game. This is a goddamn special.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
It is a special episode.
Somewhat of a special. We're kind of putting the discussion topic aside, and we're going full Red Dead this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. We're going to get to our Odyssey in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do full Red Dead. We're going to go with the ins and outs of that game because it's such a fantastic game. And there's a new one on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
When is it? October.
Next year.
Yeah, October of 2017. Yep.
Right?
Pretty sure it's October. Yeah. Well, yeah. I keep forgetting we're in 2017. Yeah.
That's true.
So.
It'll probably get pushed back, though.
You think it'll get pushed back?
The last one got delayed.
That's kind of like what Rockstar does. They always push stuff back.
I still think it would come out before Christmas, though.
Okay. Probably right before the holidays, so they can hopefully don't sell out.
Get that Christmas money.
Like the NES Classic.
Yeah.
Which, Mike, I got a text from you. Shipments came in of the NES Classic.
A retro gaming store in Doylestown received three NES Classics.
Three whole NES Classics.
How generous. Wow. Thank you.
And do you know what they're selling them for?
$300.
$1.
$59.99.
How about it?
Oh.
That's what they're supposed to be
the
sold
rational
for.
Price.
Good for them. That's what they're supposed to be sold for. So if you bought, and I was saying to Ryan, if you bought it for any more than a dollar,
Yeah.
What do you mean any more than a dollar?
Yeah.
If you bought the thing for $61.
Oh,
yeah, you got it ripped off.
A dollar more than what they want for it.
But I mean, it does have tax.
What's with the store?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
What's with the store only getting three? Like three.
That's what that was. That's all the suppliers willing to give them.
Yeah, it's all
willing. Yeah, they're smaller. Sure
they probably ordered 100 and they can only get 3 because that's all Nintendo made because that's Nintendo's MO to it too.
And I'm sure, you know, they're a smaller store. It's not like they're Walmart, you know?
Yeah, that's so true.
I bet you Walmart got 6. It's a scam. Yeah, like, this is Nintendo scam. Well, they do it all the time. They purposely underproduce
one day
to make free publicity.
Oh, this is fun.
This is going to be a long night.
Going to be a great episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we already did an episode with the sound check. Let's get to our first little segment here. Let's go right into our Odyssey. We'll talk about what we've been playing.
Cool. Take it away.
All right. Let's start with Rory on this one.
Well, I have been playing King of the Dragons, which is a CPS1 game. In the arcades. It's basically like a Dungeons and Dragons type of clone. It's a beat 'em up. It's 3 players, although I don't have any friends, so I'm playing with 1 player.
That sounds about right.
That's pathetic.
You know, you could be like, again, it's like...
Just a boy in his controller.
He pays us to be on the show. It's not really... We didn't invite him.
How do I not have a sound effect for I don't have any friends?
Well, you're going to be taking that.
We just take that soundbite recorder and play it every episode. Every time he talks. I don't have any friends.
So it's got, you know, some melee people. It has, like, some ranged people. It's a good game. It's really fun. Again, it's a beat 'em up. So, like, with infinite, you know, virtual quarters.
The button smasher.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's fun. It's very well done. It's made, obviously, by Capcom, as I said, CPS1. I can't recommend it enough. I don't know if it warrants enough for its own episode because, again, you could beat the game in about 30 minutes and it's literally kill everybody, move right. Kill everybody, move right. Mm. But, again, it's like fantasy-based. It's very fun. Can't beat it.
Cool.
Cool, man. Eric, how about you?
I've been working a lot, so but I was playing Titanfall 2. I'm still playing Titanfall 2, and I'm pretty much 3/4 of the way there. I think I'm almost through it, but it's pretty awesome. Yeah, so that's about all I've been playing. All I had time for, you know.
Yeah, just continuing on with that.
Yep.
Mike, how about you?
Well, I've been sick, and I've actually, so I haven't been working. I'm like, Eric, good for you, Eric.
Yeah, right.
I haven't been working at all. I'm a bum.
No, good for you.
Because I've been showered sick. 5 days.
So, yeah.
What the stink was.
Yeah, So I got some time in, and I finished Silent Hill 2, and I finished Silent Hill 2 while I was hopped up on NyQuil and DayQuil and running a fever. And I got to tell you, life changing. It was life changing.
How about that?
It really was. I was saying to Ryan that after one of my favorite shows on TV, Breaking Bad, and after Breaking Bad was over, I would have to think about it. For a good 2 or 3 days. Or you're a Breaking Bad fan, right?
Sure. It's a great show.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen an episode of Breaking Bad.
What?
Oh, you need to.
Not one. No, I got...
Oh, my.
I heard about it too late, and people kept talking
about it.
You
should watch it.
I got sick of hearing about it.
You should watch it because it's only 5 seasons,
I think. It's completely done now, so there's no... Right. There's nothing stopping. It's not like you have to wait for a week.
Dude, you can get through it. It's so good. You'll get through it in a week.
You're going to miss a couple days of work, though, because you're going to binge watch the shit out of it. Right. You're not going to want to leave the house.
It's fucking good.
It's one of them.
It's really good. But anyway, I felt the same way after I finished Silent Hill. I thought about it for 3 days. I was having pyramid head dreams.
Wow.
It was fucked up.
That's awesome.
I'm still thinking about it. So after
all the cold medicine, too.
Yeah. So after I did that, I needed like something. I had to go back to the Atari. So I was playing. I played a lot of Missile
Command. Downgrade.
I played a lot of Missile Command. And Missile Command is fucking awesome, and I miss the Atari, and I love the Atari.
Mike starts turning like all the dolls in his house around so they face the wall.
Don't look at me.
Who's that?
So Missile Command's great. You guys ever play Missile Command?
A little bit.
It's all right. It's got great sound effects.
It's a great game.
Doesn't ring a bell.
It's very addicting.
Hmm. Wait, I think I played it the other day. Is Missile Command the one with when you blow up, it's a really neat sound effect, and you kind of blow up, and it's real bright?
It's like a...
That might be what I'm thinking about. All right, it might be what I'm thinking about. Yeah.
You're like a blip on the screen.
That's going on the soundboard, too.
And Atari, you're always a blip on the screen, but you're a blip on the screen, and there's these lines that come down, and they're like missiles, and you're supposed to blow up the missiles, and you have like six cities that you have to defend.
I'm thinking of a different game.
Great game. Missile Command's a great game. Good game to like waste a good 20 minutes.
Oh.
It's awesome. Okay. Yep.
All right. I've been playing... Well, I played... Yoshi's Island.
Ah.
It's a game I never played before. I never really got into it. Yeah. And apparently, was that not the sequel, but that should have been the next Super Mario World.
Yeah, it's technically called Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island.
Okay.
That's what it's technically called. It's a departure from the Mario franchise.
Yeah.
It really isn't. And it introduced the baby Mario character.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I hate everyone Mario. Hates fucking baby Mario.
I played it a little bit. I actually got kind of sick of it when I was playing it. I mean,
it's a weird game.
It's a neat concept. I actually don't like the way it looks. I know it's neat the way they did it. It's that crayon, that drawing type of look. I mean, it looks cool, but I actually got sick of it because it's confusing. Like, I don't know. It's hard to see stuff. I don't know. I just had an issue with it.
It's the type of... It's weird because it's very... I don't want to say non-linear, but, like, you can do as much or as little as you want. Like, you don't have to collect anything. Like, the point of the game is to collect all the crap. And you get more of an experience in the game. But you don't have to. You can just literally go from left to right and beat the entire game. Yeah. Not collect anything.
Right,
it's a very vertical game. There's a lot going on up.
There is.
There's a lot of platforming up above that you can't even see. From below. It's almost like two stages, you know, in one. But like Rory said, you could just run the bottom stage all the way through if you don't feel like collecting all the shit.
Sonic the Hedgehog like that, too. You don't have to. There's multiple paths in Sonic.
It's like Sonic CD with the past and the future.
But even just Sonic itself is like three levels. There's usually a high road, a middle road, and a low road.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can play the stages. Some are different, but like many of them like are multiple paths.
Right,
replayability, but I don't really like...
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't... I didn't want to keep playing it. You know what I mean? I felt like kind of been there, done that with Super Mario World.
Played
out. And it looked a little different. Once I saw it, I went, it looks cool, but I don't really like the graphics, and I didn't really care for it too much.
Right.
So I played it a little bit and kind of bailed out. So, but that's what I do with most Mario games.
So.
All right, guys. Well, there, we're out of the Odyssey, and we're in to the Wild West. Red Dead Redemption.
It's kind of funny we're still going to talk about this game after we review it.
We're going to have to. We should have changed the name of the fucking podcast to the Red Dead Podcast. I mean, we talk about it constantly.
The music. I like this. I love this.
I was under the impression that we were to talk over the music, okay?
Not yet.
The powwow. Well,
I guess we have
said
to.
So.
It is great music.
All right. Well, Rockstar. Red Dead Redemption, great game. Came out for PS3 and Xbox 360 in 2010. It's actually the second in the Red Dead series. Red Dead Revolver was the first one. I did have that one. That was for PS1. I believe it was PS1, right? No, PS2.
PS2,
that was PS2.
Totally different game. Might even be GameCube. I know it was PS2.
Yeah, I forget. But I had it on
PS2. Xbox, the original Xbox.
Yeah.
Revolver was PS2?
Yeah, Revolver is the original one. It's not like...
It takes place in the same universe.
But it's not open world.
Right, it's not really related.
Yeah, they just kind of took the concept and just blew it up.
It's not even John Marston.
No.
No. But...
And I'm sorry, you've played that?
Yeah, I owned it back in the day. Yeah.
And so you've played that before Red Dead?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Way back.
Did you guys play it?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Eric? No, I did not actually.
Oh, okay.
I have not played.
You actually play as multiple characters. You can be there's an Indian character. You can be on like a night missions and like use the bow and arrow. It's weird. It's not like Red Dead. It's not
right.
It's not open world. It's actually very linear and it's like basically like a boss fight stage.
Hmm.
And it doesn't hold up.
It really doesn't hold up. Yeah. It's almost like they guide you throughout the game.
Okay.
It's a PS2 classic.
Right,
too.
Right.
So
right.
you can't go off and
no,
like side mission.
No, you can't do that.
Don't worry about it at all.
So anyway, Red Dead Redemption takes place in the early 1900s, towards the end of the Wild West of the new frontier.
I think it's 1911.
Yeah,
1911. Right, correct. 1911. So it's towards the end. It's not the early Wild West. It's when technology started showing up, like automobiles started showing up. Mm-hmm. You actually see a car in the game, but you don't get to drive a car, which I was always disappointed.
You're in the car.
Yeah.
You shoot from the car.
Yep.
Yeah, machine guns were just starting to come in. And
Right. So it's all these new technologies. And, you know,
the rifle was starting to get phased out.
Exactly.
Indoor plumbing was starting to come in.
Yeah.
It's actually a good time to like have a game at that point. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you are coming into modern.
It's really neat.
It's like the transition to modern day.
And I guess the Telegraph was around that time too. Because in the game, you see telephone poles, which is strange.
Yeah,
you wouldn't think that.
But only on one part.
In Amarillo, right? There's telephone poles in Amarillo.
There is.
But what I'm saying is like.
In Blackwater.
In Blackwater, the developed parts.
Yeah.
The actual towns. But the more rural you get.
Yeah, you're not going to see.
There's nothing there. And there's almost nothing in Mexico.
Right. Mm. Yeah, there's nothing there.
No.
But so anyway, you take on the character John Marston. So pretty much the deal, John Marston was a gang member, one of those like wild dudes in the Wild West that would rob trains. He was part of a gang. And the government basically wants to take down the rest of his gang. John got out of the gang. The government kind of takes his family away from him, separates him from the family, and makes a deal with John Marston. You help us find and track down, you know, the members of your gang. You'll be reunited with your family.
Right.
So that's pretty much your deal. You go on this quest, you know, and you're kind of led along on a quest and working for the government.
Right.
But not so. You don't feel like you're working for anybody, but you kind of...
It's also in your interest, too, because it's a revenge thing. They had left you for dead in the previous part of the story. So it's not like you're doing it just to get your family back. You also...
To kick some ass.
Yeah. You also want these assholes. Yeah.
They also shot you.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Left you for dead.
So, Mike, you actually finished the game recently.
I did.
So, what did you think?
It was great. I mean...
Like, did you think... were you as sucked in as I...
Go ahead.
Were you as sucked in as I was? Like, I was really sucked into this game for when I was...
Oh, playing. It was a different world.
Yeah.
Completely...
And I sandbagged through the game, too. I didn't want to finish it too fast.
No.
So I would just sandbag, and I would do random shit to kill time.
I did get to a point where I got really involved in just the missions for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
I was just strictly doing
aside
missions.
The herb collecting and the hunting.
Yeah. At the very beginning, the what took me first was like the graphics.
Because,
you know, I had never seen anything
this
like
is your
that.
Your first dip into the, was it the seventh generation?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a way to start with, too.
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah, really you almost blew your load right off the bat.
Honestly, I mean, so like, you know, I would just, you know, ride around and I would get off the horse and just look at vistas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would just, you know, like, I would just walk around. I wouldn't even do anything. I'm like, let me just walk down here and, oh, there's a waterfall. Look at the fucking waterfall. It's a gorgeous waterfall. I could have a house here.
Right.
And then after playing it for a good while, that started to, I don't want to say it like went away.
Right.
But then you started to kind of get mission based and you were dealing with the quests.
And that's exactly,
and then the game kind of like takes on a different, after the beauty of the game kind of washes over you, it takes a different feel of it.
Yep. And, well, that's the thing. So we're all caught up on the game. So, you know, we all know about it. Like Eric, Rory. Me,
I actually played it recently too. Cause in honor of Mike playing it, I was like, you know what? I really, cause I'd only played it once, you know, when it first came out. And I said, so like a couple months ago, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm playing this game again. So,
we'll start off, in the game pretty much. You pretty much go through a tutorial period. You go to McFarland's ranch and you have to work with Bonnie, you know. Shooting rabbits.
Boy, howdy.
Hot tits.
The
funny.
Horse stuff. Yeah.
Boy, howdy.
So that's pretty much how it starts. You know, you're just, it's like any game nowadays, there's a tutorial for a good hour.
And in my opinion, that was a little on the slow side.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets
kind of hard. I mean, herding cattle.
Oh, you didn't like that?
Not at all.
It's one of the worst parts.
Not at all. Yeah. Because you know what?
You have to do it like three times.
I mean, you're right. You have to do it three times. And then you have to do it at the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is bullshit. When I had to do that at the end, I was like, I did this already. Why am I doing it again?
And just to let everyone know who's listening, we are going to talk about the end. So if you have not.
Oh, we're going to get to say that.
When we do start to talk about that, we'll let you know. But we are going to talk about the end of the game.
Yep.
So we don't want to spoil anything if you haven't played it.
Yep.
I mean, I already spoiled, you know, Dr. Wily as the alien.
True, you did.
Yeah,
you did. I think. Well, you're that kind of guy, man. Yeah, that kind of guy.
You're the kind of guy.
Even though I gotta say, I do have to say, correction. He wasn't
Christmas.
Really
he's the kind of guy that cancels Christmas.
Yeah. He wasn't Christmas really an alien. Mm. He was a.
It was a holographic projection.
He was a figment of your imagination.
Right. It was a holographic projection.
Turns out,
so
it was Obama.
I was
kind of
wrong. Anyway,
yeah.
What?
So pretty much. Well, we'll talk about the controls real fast in the game.
Wait.
What's that?
What we were just talking about though. Before
we're
Dr.
talking
Wiley.
About the
oh, the spoiler alert.
We're talking about
spoiler.
The pacing.
Oh, right. And right. I thought the cattling, and you know what was a little rough with the cattle? Was I thought the most difficult thing about grasping that game was controlling the horse. I had a tough time for a while, and they do throw you in that cattle thing pretty quick.
Well, you had an extra disadvantage because that controller I gave you with had stick drift hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're trying to go steady. It's already a pain in the ass.
The fucking, you have to race Bonnie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that stick drift during that, I would run around in circles. I lost that race like five fucking times.
Did you know why? Did you think it was you, or did you know the controller was messing up?
No, at first I thought, like, I just suck at video
Mike's
games.
Like, what's wrong with this horse?
This horse sucks.
Bobby's like, there's no girlfriends in racing, Mike.
I keep losing the body.
Overall, I actually think the controls are really tight.
Once you get used to it, they really
are.
It's a very slow pace. It's an odd choice to do all of that farm work in the beginning. Like, I get, like, they have to have a tutorial because that's how games are made nowadays.
Mm, right. But no manual.
But, like, they should have started you off with, like, a bank robbery or stopping a bank robbery. Like, that should have been, like, when you first go into Amarillo and you meet the sheriff and he's like, oh, can you go get this fugitive? That should have been your beginning.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been all cattle. Like, cattle roping is not necessary.
No.
I don't think it's necessary. If that was you, if you were John Marston, I would have been like,
yeah, fuck you.
I would have been like, Bonnie, I don't think so. Like, I'm not going to do that. I'm a murderer. Okay.
Yeah. It's not what I'm here for. But you kind of owed her, though, because she saved your ass. So it was like, all right, I'm going to help around the farm. That was kind of the part of the point of that.
Yeah, I get it.
They could have found a way to eliminate that, though. I know what you're saying.
I don't mind. You know, I wouldn't have minded if it was once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
three fucking
just to get oh, we're in the Wild West and we herd cattle and this, that, and the other. Okay, that's cool, fine. Same thing with, like, the, you know, horse breaking and everything like that. I actually did horse breaking a lot to get extra cash.
That's how you, well, and that's also how you unlock the best horses too. You have to break them first, and then you can buy them at the store. Like the three that go super fast.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I did not know that. I'll have to play again.
Yeah, but overall, the controls are good. It's just the weapons themselves. I don't think anything's real clunky. Do you, Mike?
No, I thought it was very satisfying.
I think everything's pretty tight.
It's very satisfying.
I love the wheel.
The guns, the way that the guns fire and the sounds that they fire, like, you don't care. Again, it was a big risk for Rockstar to go from, again, basically Goodfellas again and again and again, to go back to the end of the Old West era and be like, remember how we had all these great cars and all these machine guns and bazookas and helicopters? Well, this time, we're going to have brown horses.
Yeah, we're going to make it primitive as shit.
It's insane if you think about it.
Yeah,
it is. It works so well because the presentation and the controls and the feel, it really is like a Clint Eastwood spaghetti western, the Sergio Leone movies, which are, I mean, I love The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. I mean, I love all those movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it feels like you're playing a 15, 20-hour Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Right. Mm-hmm. And also, during the whole game, I felt like I never said this couldn't happen in real life. Now, some of it's a little, you know, out there, but you never thought to yourself, you know, and I think that's what makes it, you know.
Yeah.
So loved is, you know, you really feel like it's happening, except for the part where you get fame for, like, picking flowers and shit. It's like there's a bunch of bandits sitting around a camp going, hear about that John Marston? He picked 10 red sage. It's like, he's famous as shit. I can't believe that. You know,
were you a
other
hero?
Than that, you know, I thought it was pretty realistic.
When you become a legend, I think it's awesome when you're just riding your horse through town and people are like, John Marston, how you doing?
Were you a hero or were you feared? I was feared.
No, I was a hero. I was a hero.
I was a legend.
I played to be an ass.
I was a hero.
Yeah.
People avoided me. They picked fights at me all the time.
Did you kill everyone in town when you saw them?
I killed a great significant amount of people.
Because you can actually turn, like, Amarillo into a ghost town where there's no one there.
You can.
If you kill everyone in town, you can come back and no one will be there.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have to get on that.
I couldn't shoot the prostitutes.
Well, here's the thing.
They had it a heart of gold.
You know what? I wanted to say real quick, Ryan. We were talking about the controls and, like, you know, like the gun mechanics and everything like that. I never felt like I was out of control. Even like the most insane battle that would happen, right. I never felt scared to go in. I was just mentioning how I just finished Silent Hill 2. Now that's the point of Silent Hill 2. You have no control. Mm-hmm. He's like a clunky piece of shit character that when you do turn the corner, you don't know if you're going to, you know, chances are you have to run from the enemy that's in front of you,
yeah,
because
right.
you have no confidence in what James Sunderland can do. But with John Marston, it's just like, bring it the fuck on.
Yeah,
I don't fucking
like
care.
A badass.
You do. It's like, I'll kill you with a fucking knife. Like, yeah. during the, you had to get one of the, hunting, challenges, you had to kill, I think, 5 wolves with your melee weapon.
Yep. Yep.
And I was like, I'm never going to be able to do that. And I did it.
You did.
I did it. And cause it just feels right. You know?
Yeah.
It was tougher to kill the 3 cougars. That was like,
the cougars are
three,
a bitch.
Killing
yeah,
three cougars.
Well, they sneak
the
up on
knife.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the
and
first
they're
time
deadly.
That
they're
happened.
Like 2 hit kills.
Yeah.
But we're talking about dating or we're
talking,
hold on.
one of the things about the weapons that I love is when you like maybe walk into the bar, you walk into like Amarillo, mm-hmm. and I love just pulling out the weapon. And I love the sound it makes. It's like, as soon as you pull it out, everyone stands up from their seats.
Yeah, like, whoa,
and they all take
me.
Out their guns and everyone stands there. And then you just put your guns back. And you just walk
around. The presentation all around, the world,
yeah,
the characters, mm-hmm. the music.
Well, yeah. The music
awesome. Sets it. It's my understanding that the music is actually what's called adaptive. So, like, they'll play a beginning, like, just a slow, like, one instrument.
Yeah.
Okay? And then as you do something, you draw your gun and you get on your horse, add more instruments. And you start flying off, you're not flying, you start riding off quickly through town or something. They'll add more instruments, mm-hmm. and then you start shooting, and they'll add more instruments,
yeah.
and it like keeps adapting yeah. to it, and it's
it builds
like
up.
It's a clue almost that something might happen sometimes.
But not
too.
Only that, it just it sets the stage, and yeah. you forget not only you're playing a game, mm-hmm. you forget that you're like just like a cowboy that maybe nobody knows at all. Like you're, I mean, if you think about it, if you're in Mexico, right, okay, the other half of the game, nobody should know who the hell you are at all. But you feel like. Epic person,
you do, right? Yeah, you do.
Who's there to save the 2 countries, yeah. not just save your family and get rid? Like it's nuts.
Yeah.
Did you ever when you were you know how there's those little, I don't even want to call them like side missions, but you're going through town and someone comes up and is like, "Hey, Mister, someone stole my horse," and then yeah. you're all right, and then you yeah. go and run after it and you can't catch the thief, and all of a sudden you just hear that crazy like.
Yeah.
That weird sound, and it just feels like it's like a dagger in your heart. Like
yeah.
you feel like
you
a total failure.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, that's the sound
that's,
right
yeah,
there.
That sound. Yeah, the music's actually Bill Elm and Woody Jackson.
Yeah.
They composed and did a great job.
Oh, man.
I bought awesome. The soundtrack. I actually listened to it every night when I'm driving
really?
And stuff. Yeah.
In the car?
Yeah.
To get pumped up?
Makes you feel like a badass.
Bandits? Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah.
Before you go out
it's
with a cougar.
Stuff.
I know.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, the whole world, the presentation yeah. of the world was just so amazing. Like you were talking about the vistas, like, you
yeah.
know, the draw distance was amazing for the time, especially
Dude.
For consoles, how far you could see. I mean, it was just.
Oh my God. It's yeah. incredible.
You and, could see yeah. like Amarillo from the, like you were coming down from McFarland's Ranch
like
at
miles
night
away.
And you could see the lights and mm-hmm. you were still. You know, I mean, in like real time, you were still like 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? In
oh,
real
yeah,
time,
yeah.
like you were still
yeah.
5 minutes
right.
away from getting
Which
to would have
taken you
Armadillo.
Like less than a minute in GTA with a car
right.
or
right.
a
and
helicopter.
You know what? That's
a
such
bike.
A smart choice. If they're going to put you on a horse to and it's going to be slow, like thank God they made it such a beautiful surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because yeah, it would have gotten yep. like. Motherfucker, I gotta go from fucking Blackwater all the way to fucking, you know, Rio Bravo.
I'll tell you what, when the sky's
yeah.
clear at night and like the stars are out and the moon, mm-hmm. it looks awesome.
It does.
Oh my God.
You feel like you're outside.
And
it's a real lonely feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's amazing. I love that feeling.
On the campsites.
Yeah.
And the whole
yeah.
thing feels like just like such like a simple life and you think, you know what? I would kind of like to live there.
This.
And then you remember cholera and bandits and lawlessness.
Yeah.
And you're like,
typhoid.
I like my Xbox.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Rory, you are right, though. I mean, you don't have to. You could set a campfire and then just go skip to destination and you're right there. But
I
there were a lot of times where I would travel from fucking tall trees all the way fucking down to
mm-hmm.
Mexico
mm-hmm.
just
yeah.
to look at shit.
And there's very few games I could say I do that in. If you give me a chance to fast travel, I do it in almost every game.
Sure.
Like every time.
When I play Fallout, I'll go to a place to know that I could fast travel there in the future and not have to do that bullshit again.
Exactly.
There's nothing to look at in fog.
Yeah. No, it's all
dust. There's nothing to look at.
Yeah.
The other thing about the game, first, you know, when you start off in McFarland's Ranch, there's certain areas that aren't, you know, unlocked yet. Mexico,
sure.
Not unlocked. Blackwater's not unlocked.
Right, right.
I don't even know, the Great Plains, are they unlocked?
No.
Right away. They're not either. So, so you have to work your way out.
I tried to have free roam. I tried to get
right
there
away.
One time.
Right. Because
I remember you told me about bears.
There's a river or something.
There's like a bridge that you have to cross first, and the bridge isn't there.
Yeah. So, yeah, at first you don't have free run of the game, but it opens up quickly, you know.
It does. You
get to Mexico pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in about an hour of gameplay. Yeah.
That's like, that would be like Act 2. I mean, if Act 1 is, you know, if the end of Act 1 is the assault on Fort Mercer, and right after that,
right.
you're in Mexico. So you do get to Mexico pretty quick. Right. And Mexico's massive.
Yeah, but it is huge.
This is the sort of game that I couldn't rush. I was so into it. I wanted to see every little thing. I wanted to do every little side mission. I wanted to play every game in the casino and the fucking horseshoes.
Oh,
I wanted to do everything. I didn't want to rush.
You know what that actually made me think of? So when we were kids, all right, and Super Mario 3 came out, how cool was it that you had those little card games in Super Mario 3?
It was awesome
that the bonus stages or
the matching
game, or like the faces would run by. There were all these little mini games in Super Mario 3.
Yeah,
right. It was and you know, years later, Red Dead is essentially doing the same thing.
Right.
You know, only
like just on steroids.
Just on
like
steroids. Right. Right.
Ways
right.
To do it.
And but with meaning too.
Right.
Well, I mean, at the one you had to win liar's dice to get like a deed.
That was actually like a side mission though. You didn't have to do that. It was part of a stranger mission.
What, the liar's dice?
Yeah, the liar's dice thing. But they made it real easy for you. It was easy.
It
to
was
get
fun.
Through.
I would play it anyway.
That was a stranger. It was a stranger mission. Yeah, it wasn't a main mission. But either way.
No, liar. I never heard of Liar's Dice before that game.
Thank you very
much. I never heard of it.
It's mentioned in other games I've played, like Leisure Suit Larry 7. You have to beat one of the women in Liar's Dice, and it's pretty tough. She's very good at it.
Okay.
There's rampant quick saves in that one. That was tough.
Yeah.
But I've seen it in other games, too. It's a fun game. The poker's fun.
Oh, the poker's fun as hell. I love the poker. The area I love hanging out in that game, I love going to... it's escaping me now. No, the swamps.
Thieves Landing.
Yeah, Thieves Landing. I love hanging out down there. You play poker. Then when you want, you just shoot the place up.
Yeah, there's always some
chaos.
Assholes fighting in the middle of the
street. Thieves Landing kind of reminds you of like a Bourbon Street or some shit.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the best place. I had an apartment right across the street from the saloon.
Yeah,
did you get an apartment there? Yeah,
same here.
Yeah.
I bought them all.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only place I could be without people picking fights with me. Because I played
Thieves
as a bad
Landing.
Guy.
Oh, yeah, you were a bad guy.
I was an asshole to everybody. Wow. So I go into town, and my lawman was like, I think I was up to like $85 or like $105 at some point, just like wiping out lawmen one after another.
By the way, the money in that game.
Yeah.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Well done because it was so easy.
What do you mean by trading and stuff?
No, I'm just mean like it's so easy. Like if you wanted to upgrade a weapon, it took you, in my opinion, it didn't take you any time to do it.
Well, that's also kind of one of my complaints. I mean,
that it was easy?
Yeah, that it was too easy. I'm going around and, I skin a couple animals and, you know, what am I buying? I barely use any ammo. What am I doing? All I'm doing is buying ammo and I got all this money. I wish they had put more things to use your money on. I mean, I know the gambling, you can gamble.
It's really my only complaint. You would go to a gun shop in a new town and it was, oh, they just have all the same, I have all this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, would you buy any gun?
Like, I bought every single gun.
Exactly.
They had. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't have to worry about being stingy with my money because I had so fucking much of it.
Right.
I like the hunting. I mean, I would go out and just hunt shit and skin it, you know?
Yeah, bear. Yeah, it was
and
fun.
And sell it. Yeah, it was fun. Like,
it's fun shooting birds and stuff in that game.
Yeah,
it's like satisfying.
The hunting turned me into a monster. Yeah. It's funny you say that because I just destroyed everybody in this bandit camp and I'm ravishing everybody and stealing out of their pockets. And this beautiful blue bird lands on the fence next to me and I'm looking at it and go, oh, that's a pretty
good
bird.
Good morning.
I want to kill. I think I should kill it and sell its feathers.
I think I should kill it with the long shot rifle. And blow the hell out of
let me murder this thing and strip it down and sell it. You know, this beautiful. So it turned me into a monster.
Yeah, one of my favorite things to do with that was get like a fucking get like a bourbon on rock. Like in real life, I'd get a bourbon and just sit there for like 2 hours and just play poker.
Nice.
The poker's
actually pretty
like,
good.
It's like,
awesome.
Did you wear a hat?
It's great. It's just you know, you're just like. I'm not going to play the game. I just want to relax. Yeah. I had a hard day at work. I'm not going to play any missions. I'm just going to play fucking poker with some bourbon. That's all I want to do.
And the chit-chat between the guys you're playing poker
with. Did you hear about that John Marston? He ran a whole cattle horde down the cliff. I knew he was looking at my wife.
Like the chit. I love it. I love it. It's like relaxing. You can when you play at night when you're playing poker, especially in a... In the one, it might have been McFarland's, right? You can hear the crickets and stuff outside the window. Mm. It's so freaking relaxing, and it's silent. All you hear is the cards hitting the table.
There were a couple where you had to play poker.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there one you had to do? Oh, that was to get an outfit. You had to play poker, and you had to clear the table in Blackwater.
Okay.
To get an outfit.
Yeah.
And I did that.
What was that called? The cheater's outfit or something?
Yes.
Is that the one where you
something
could cheat?
Like that.
It was, but you know, I never really did elegance? That without getting caught. Yeah, the elegant suit.
I don't think it was the elegant suit. Something.
Well, the elegant suit's the one that lets you cheat it.
That's what I'm, that's what I'm talking about. I have
it
that.
Is.
Yeah, but that's not the one you're talking about unlocking. The suit,
no, it's not. I don't think it is. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, I forget.
But you were talking about shooting birds. The game changes big time, in my opinion, in terms of how easy it is when you learn how to use the... Is it called the dead meter?
Dead eye.
Yeah.
It just becomes...
I hardly ever used it.
I used it constantly.
I almost never used it.
Because it's great. Yeah. It's like all the Rockstar
games. The auto-aim.
Yeah, you just tap the L trigger and then R trigger and it shoots them. And then you just keep letting go of the L trigger and it auto-aims.
It's really useful in the expansion, the Undead Zombie, the Undead Nightmare expansion, because headshots are obviously most important.
Right.
The Deadeye really helps there, but
there was just nothing more satisfying than having a group of motherfuckers in front of you,
right?
And just you know putting that Deadeye on, just going X, and then taking it off and
just
yeah,
cool.
it's very satisfying. You're right.
One of the best guns in the game is probably the gun I used the most was the Winchester repeater.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that gun. That's like all you need.
I think the Henry repeater was right.
Henry was my
Henry
favorite.
Was the good one
was it
too.
The Henry?
Henry's my favorite. Yeah.
Was one
had
of
a
them.
Lot of shots.
Yeah, the shotguns were was it were they the shotguns?
The rolling block. You didn't. That was like the long
where
range.
Where they had like
powerful.
They,
sniper rifle.
But you didn't use them much.
Yeah, you had to because the some of them were super powerful, but the range was shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and some of them had long range.
It only
but,
had like one bullet.
Yeah,
it was like a musket.
Sorry.
I thought the rifles were overrated. I don't know whether it just had poor hit detection on the rifles, but for what like the
you didn't like
was
the
it
rifle?
A Springfield.
Oh, the Springfield.
Like, I couldn't hit shit with
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, the Springfield wasn't
Yeah,
overrated.
I couldn't hit shit with it. I couldn't. Yeah.
And it was
only
expensive.
Had 4 shots. Yeah.
And it was expensive.
Oh, fuck your Springfield.
It was kind of bull. I think the Winchester had like 12 shots.
Yeah.
And you could fire
the
fast.
The repeater has like 10 or 12 shots.
Yeah, that was a great gun. I probably used that
I mean, the best ones were obviously the World War One guns. Like the one, and then the German Mauser or whatever it was that had like.
The volcanic pistol. I think the volcanic.
Yeah, it was like an automatic pistol.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Those are the best ones. But you kind of felt like you were cheating because they weren't cowboy things.
No.
But they were easily the best.
Yeah,
I never
felt
like I was
they
cheating.
They still existed in that time.
Easily the best.
They might not have been easily available in America.
The machine gun was cool at first.
I was like the one you take down the Fort Mercer with?
Yeah, and then they make you do it like 3 other times.
Mm-hmm. On the back of the train, I thought that was cool.
Anything that had to do with the train, I was all about.
The missions were so varied and long, and they were so cool. Yeah.
They really were. They were pretty good.
Trains, boats. When you're first going into Mexico and you're on that boat with Irish.
Yes.
And they're all on the mountain, like the cliffside.
Yeah, yeah.
That was awesome. That fucking mission was awesome.
There was a couple times with the controller that I had on that mission where I would just walk right into the fucking water.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room on that platform.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get to that. That's one thing I hope they fix in the new game.
Okay.
We'll get to things they should fix in the new game,
sure.
But that's one of them was the water. Like, that was
the one-hit kill.
The water.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to swim. I mean, Jesus Christ. You can murder 1,000 people without
dying. John
Marston.
At least,
swim.
If it's going to be an insta-kill, then wall it the hell off. Make an invisible wall.
Impossible.
I get, like, you have to have water for, like, the scenery.
Sure.
But, like,
Why would I want to kill myself?
And this game doesn't really take place as much in the desert. It looks like it's more mountainous and
right. Because I think
vegetation.
Did you see? It's north.
Huge mountains.
Oh, it's north.
You're going to have. I think tall trees.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the Great Plains in the new game.
I saw a map for it.
Okay.
But they couldn't guarantee that it was, like, totally legit. They didn't get a source from Rockstar to, you know, say this is
sure.
legit.
Yeah,
but they did dig up a map that leaked.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just tell by the trailer. Yeah. I mean, there's snowy mountains in the background and stuff. So this is going to take place more north, I think.
Yeah, I've seen that map. It almost looks like Blackwater is the... Far, that's the west now.
Yes. Yeah. Right. This is going to be further east.
Yeah.
This game.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh,
to me.
My God.
It's
a
prequel,
sure.
Apparently. I mean, it has to be, right?
Yeah.
If it's farther east.
Yeah. If we can get back to the missions real fast.
Sure.
I did think the missions towards the end, when you're on the ranch, after Dutch.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Here's a spoiler alert.
Yeah. Are we
after Dutch, after go, Dutch yeah, kills himself,
yeah.
And you do what you're supposed to do, and then you go back to the ranch, those missions, no.
It slowed the game down
a little
too
much. It really
did.
Again, if you wanted to do a couple missions, you had to fucking herd cattle again.
Yeah.
You know, the crows.
Yeah.
The fucking crows.
Oh, hitting the crows off the silo?
Bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Bull fucking yep. shit
on those crows. I don't want to be a dick, but that was so easy. All you had to do was left trigger, right trigger, left trigger, right trigger. It was just automatic. Really? You didn't have your Henry repeater out?
It didn't work for me, dude.
Okay.
It honestly didn't fucking work.
Should've used the Winchester.
It must have been a bad angle.
Place. Because you're like this hero who's at that point has got dozens of missions involving murder, racing, and meeting all these different tribes of like Indians and like.
Oh, and I didn't care for that. The goofy scientist or the goofy doctor
McDougal
or the
all that stuff. Like I started to around that time I was like. All right.
Enough.
Where's this end? You know, I'm dealing with the Indian and this stupid fucking doctor. We let's hurry this up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. When you get back to the ranch, like you were saying last week, they have to bring you down to build you back.
They have
build
to.
You up to bring
sure.
You down.
And that's okay.
But they did it a little too much.
Yes.
I do agree with that. If there's any complaint with the plot, it's that they drag that out at the end a little too long before he gets it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree with that. I remember the scientist.
The doctor.
The
psychologist.
Doctor. Yeah, it was kind of annoying.
Yeah.
You felt like you were just doing busy work.
Yeah.
Or something.
I really liked the stranger missions, which are basically the side quests. I thought they were well done because there weren't many, fetch quests. Like, go get me a fucking hat and bring it back. Like, you know, there's so many games. Like Skyrim, there might be a thousand fetch quests in it, you know, and it just gets so redundant.
There were a couple. Like, I didn't, the old man. Where you had to go out and pick all
the
these fucking flowers.
For his dead wife.
Yeah, for the dead wife. Spoiler alert.
But there were very few of them.
There were. You're right.
As compared to most newer games, open world games.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to talk briefly about the believability of the characters. There's some annoying characters, sure.
Sure.
Some missions. But the actual characters themselves and the voice acting that goes with it.
Tremendous.
Are excellent. Like, they're like a benchmark to base
it's
against other games. It easily could have been a movie.
Sure.
Starring Bill Paxton. Actually, John Marston, everybody thinks it's Bill Paxton.
It's not actually Bill Paxton.
Yeah. And when I heard that, I thought, that's not right. He's using a stage name. Like, what do actors say who don't want to have their name on stuff?
Pseudonym?
Well, but, like, there's a famous one that they all say, like, it's this guy. I can't remember. But, like, I thought it was, like, a joke. Like, it really was him. Like, George Clooney apparently was on South Park.
He's the dog.
He's the dog.
Right, he doesn't
bark. Yeah.
Oh, really? He told them, he's like, I want to be on your show. They're like, okay, George, you can bark like a dog for us. And he's like, all right.
But like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I had a little more respect for George Clooney when he did that.
It's a little too much.
Didn't take himself to
sound like him. I mean, maybe it isn't. I don't know. But it sounds so much like him that the entire time I was playing, I was thinking, I don't like you, Bill Paxton.
Yeah, me too. When I first heard Marston talk, I was like, oh, no.
Because
I don't like Bill Paxton.
Twister was terrible.
Twister was awful.
He sold out.
Freaking Twister.
You know what's weird? I just can't picture Bill Paxton. It's John Marston.
Well, it's not. It's, well, not, not. It's not.
It's not him.
No. It's like a skinny white guy. I thought it
was.
Like,
oh, you guys are like throwing me off here. I thought that was real. I was like, what? I'm hearing this for the first time.
Apparently it was not
this
him.
This changes everything. Changes. Yeah, no, it's not Bill Paxton.
Ryan puts his poster back up, John Marston.
Yeah, no, the voice acting in the game was great.
It was terrific.
The characters were believable.
It's not a chore to talk to, like, Skyrim's a great example. Yeah. It's a chore to talk to some people where you're just like, I don't care. Yeah. They look like shit. They sound like shit. They have nothing interesting to tell you.
Tell me about some old legends and shit that I just don't care
the
about.
The gist of a lot of games are, like, either it's totally, like, unrelated to the plot, like it was a translation error, or, like, it's just stupid. Like, it drives me nuts when you play an RPG or something, and the townspeople all say hi. And that's it. Like, why encode somebody to say hi? Why bother?
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like that, even though the game still has its own amount of, like, friendly politeness and stuff like that. Like, Bonnie's such a great character.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Nigel West Dickens was my favorite character. Yeah, he's such a shyster and a weasel, and
everybody knows a guy like that.
Oh, everybody
knows
a guy like that.
Yeah, you actually hate these characters. So believable, some of these characters,
though.
They're that believable.
Yeah, you just could see right through his bullshit. You know the literal snake oil salesman, but such a great character.
I know.
I needed a little bit of a learning curve when I was dealing with that first Dickens mission where he's dying and you have to put him on the... When I was playing that mission, I didn't realize that you could... I was driving the fucking cart and trying to shoot at the same time. I didn't realize that once the cart... the wagon. Once the wagon's in motion, you can take your hand off of the thing.
Just lock it.
And just shoot.
Yeah.
And it'll drive by itself. In fact, there were a lot of missions where to get places quickly, I would just draw my gun... And just let the coach, like, go, and I would just hold it and just let the coach would go. But for the longest time, not the longest time, but for over and over again, I'm trying to fucking shoot and drive this. I failed that mission. It was like the fucking crows!
And you know what it is they give you, like, a little tutorial, a little box in the top left, right, and you're so into it, you're jamming the B button, you're hitting the button, and
like, oh, by the way, here's this awesome thing that you can do that would make your life much easier, but we're only going to tell you once.
Yeah.
Now, there is, how many times you can, and this was later in the game, you can, when those things pop up, you can go into your journal, and it lists everything that had popped up.
Okay.
So you could read that, but I didn't, once I learned how to do all that shit, you know.
Does John Marston know how to read?
I don't think he did.
I don't know. He read in the game, did he?
I don't know. Oh, no, he did.
He read the one.
Wait, is that a serious question?
That's a serious question. Well, illiteracy was a very large problem back then.
Well, yeah.
Well, he had to. He read bounties.
Yeah, bounties. Yeah, the posters.
Bounties were fun.
Somebody brought him something to read because they couldn't read one time, I think, in the game. I remember vaguely. Or maybe I'm completely full of shit. I don't know, but I feel like I remember.
Well, numbers are different.
He did read bounty. Well, he read bounty. He would get newspapers.
He might recognize the word.
I did like the whole thing that you could buy a newspaper.
Oh, yeah. Read about yourself.
Yeah. And you know what also? Did you know how you could buy drinks at the bar?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever buy too many?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Get drunk. I would do that all the time. Walk around the bar and bump into people. Yeah.
Get in a fist fight.
Did you guys ever do anything for any of the bad gangs? I know, if you're a bad guy... What are the ballers, right? Is that one of the gangs?
It's one of the gangs, but I never did
the
it.
The Bullard
I
would twins?
I would just shoot everybody. I would just kill them.
I would never work for them.
Yeah.
But can you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can?
I think so. If you take a different track.
I vaguely remember.
Do you want to do something for them?
And
I would
remember
always
them
no.
being like, hey, help us rob this stagecoach. Help us do. And then I would do it, and then I would kill everybody and take everything.
That's right. Well, there were certain things where you would be riding your horse and you would pull up and... They had the good guys fighting the bad guys. Like the gang would be trying to rob the wagon.
Right.
And you
could
choose whether to kill the people trying to rob the wagon or save the people from getting robbed.
Okay.
So you could do the fame thing or you could be an asshole either way. So they gave you a choice of if you wanted to be a cop sucker or not.
It was always tough because you always wanted to be the bad guy for a second and you're like, I can't. I'm supposed to be a legend.
I'm a hero.
It's weird. You're like, this is a fucking video game. I can do whatever I want. But your conscience goes.
Didn't it suck when you didn't know, like, there would be gunfire going off?
Yeah,
and then you just saw somebody running who was shooting, and you would just shoot him, and it was a lawman.
Yeah.
And you just saw your honor go down.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I didn't want to.
And then the
do
wanted
that.
Level,
shit.
And it's damn it, I got to unrun. Yeah,
you
got to
run them.
I'll just go make a campsite.
But that was my favorite part about the game, honestly, is. riding through the middle of the desert and seeing people in the middle of the desert doing like two assholes fist fighting in the middle of the desert. One guy's going, "This is stupid." And they're like, "There isn't a town for fucking miles," and they're fist fighting. One time, I had a hooker try to steal my horse.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So this bitch comes to try to take my horse, and I knew she was going to do it. And I said, "Okay." So she's like, "Help me, mister. Give me a ride. They're chasing me." So I let the bitch take my horse.
Yes.
Then I lassoed a motherfucker and I tore down off of the horse, hogtied the bitch, put her on the back of the horse, drove her to the railroad tracks, dropped her on the railroad tracks, train runs her over. Achievement. That's gentlemen, awesome. That's an achievement in the game.
What was the name of the achievement?
Dastardly.
Like Dick
you,
Dastardly.
Yes. You and then you put a hogtied woman on the railroad tracks and let the train run her over, and you get an achievement. I love you, Rockstar.
And then
I love you guys.
Then Eric looks down and goes, "Ooh, a prickly pear." He picks it.
Then my horse looks at me like, "This guy's fucked up."
You know what's funny?
My horse could write a book, a real scary book. You know what I mean?
I don't want the PETA people to call us, but like, honest to God, I love shooting people's horses and have them fall off. Like, that's such great animation.
It is. Yeah. Did you ever shoot your own horse?
I have actually.
I shot it right in the head, hunting. Because the thing's like, the deer will like run circles around you, and the aim is auto aiming, and I pull the trigger and I shoot my horse right in the back of the head.
One time I tried to I hogtied a guy, and then I tried to bring him back because I wanted to see if I put him back in like the apartment if he would still be there.
Right.
But I was shot as I walked through the saloon.
Yeah, just messing with people is one of the best things about that game. You can kill hours just fucking with people.
Yeah, you don't have to do the missions. Yeah, there's so much gods.
Yeah. Speaking of missions, this game also has multiplayer. Yeah, which I have many hours into that multiplayer.
Yeah, I don't have too much experience with this.
I play with you guys.
Yeah, Rory, yeah, I, and Eric. Rory and I. Eric and I and Rory. How's that?
No.
Well, whatever.
Symbatical.
Whatever. We're talking Wild West.
Symbatico.
It's Eric, Rory, and I. Dabble. Whatever.
Symbatical. Penultimate.
But anyway.
It's amazing because there's the two parts. There's the deathmatch where it's just a free for all cowboys. And it's actually, they have a great character builder. Mm-hmm. In the Red Dead Online universe.
Yeah, I thought it was better than GTA 5. And it came out.
Well, there's
definitely
more options.
Years before. Yeah.
And they're like ridiculous stereotypes. Like, you could be like an Indian chief. You could be like.
The miners. I used to
love
being
a miner. You could be like a Mexican with the giant, like sombrero.
Yeah.
Like, and you could be a lawman. I mean, you could basically be like Kurt Russell from like Tombstone. You could be like that. My guy looked exactly like Kurt Russell. Like,
with the trench coat and the.
With like the handlebar mustache. It was great. And you can walk around the town and just like dick around with people in a public match, or eventually they invented the DLC Outlaws to the End, which is the 6-4-player co-op campaign, which is what we played the most of. That's the most fun. I get tired of deathmatch.
Yeah, it gets old.
No, these were funny because you team up and do missions,
but they're very well
preset
missions. They're very well done.
Mm-hmm. They
like
are.
To the point that you wish that I would have paid. Well. It was free, which is great. That's Rockstar's credit because, you know, they only made a couple bajillion off this one.
Right? Yeah.
But I would have paid to have another 6 missions. Like, that's how fun they were and how well they were. Because you would have some gun. Like, when you got off the barge, the river level.
Yeah.
You would get off and you'd have to, like, stop the snipers and, like, the Mexican. It's in Mexico. So you get the Mexican gangs that are, like, in, like, the scrub. It'd be a freaking disaster shootout. Like, they're
fucking
coming from all over. People get murdered. I mean, it was such.
Remember the Alamo with the cannons on the top of the ridge. It took us a long time.
We
to
had
figure
no
out how to
idea
beat that.
What to do because
you had to go around,
and then it's just boom, cannons
flanking,
going off.
We
going
were just
off.
Getting destroyed in the town. Remember that?
Yeah,
dude. I'll tell you what. That's probably one of the funniest. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard with a multiplayer game. It was fucking.
You
hysterical.
Needed to stop to take a piss break. Like you were hurting that bit. It was
because the characters look funny as shit. I used to like being the miner. There's this dirty ass miner. He's like the short guy with a wool hat, and he just looks like shit. I just love being that character. The characters are funny as hell, and you can be all the, you know, the marshals and all the government,
feds. Well done.
It's awesome.
And there were 6 of them. I mean, it was a nice chunk of content. It's about a gigabyte download. It's still free.
Yeah.
If you haven't played Outlaws to the End, you need at least 2 people. I recommend at least 3 because they really do load them up.
Well, this all brings me to a point. I'm a little worried about the sequel. Not going to lie. I think they've learned some unfortunate lessons with GTA 5 with the online multiplayer and the microtransactions. And I think it's going to be good luck with getting.
There's definitely a pay to win to GTA 5.
Good luck with getting.
You think they're
going to
go that way now.
Like Undead Nightmare. It is absolutely not going to happen. They made $500 million on microtransactions for the online. It doesn't matter if they give you the online for free because they're milking the shit out of people. And they've realized that shit, all the money's in multiplayer. You know what I mean? So.
That's the long term.
So now you think the main game is going to be multiplayer?
I think the main game will suffer.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's going to be as lengthy and right and meaningful as.
I don't know if you can make a game that's better. I mean, what could they honestly do? Like, it's such a high standard. See, like, this is what I was saying before. Mike's first jump into last generation's gaming. You could argue was the pinnacle of last generation's game. You could only go down, Mike. Like, you cannot go up.
Yeah, there's very few games that I would say are better than it, for sure. It's definitely top three for me.
There are plenty of
all time.
Yeah, there are plenty of great games that I love from that era, like the Fallouts and the Mass Effects. But Red Dead is special in lots of ways that we've talked about for the past hour or so. It's like having your first date, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's a Victoria's Secret model, okay?
Right.
Like,
right.
That's like what Red Dead is to play as your first game.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
And that's all. I think that's also its legacy is good luck making an open world fucking Western game. It would be a joke compared to this, no matter what you did.
You couldn't
now,
make it.
If Rockstar makes this same game with minor tweaks to make it better, it'll still be amazing. I mean, right?
It'll be a great game.
See, we had an episode a couple episodes ago where we talked about if you could make a sequel, what would you do to make it better? Right. What would you do to make this one better?
Well, what I do like about what they did with GTA 5 is they had multiple protagonist characters. So you could play as three different characters in GTA 5. Remember that in the single player game?
So you would
I think
want
we'll
to
see that in this. And I think Bill Williamson will be a character. You'll be Bill Williamson and Dutch and John Marston, or maybe a different character.
You know what? That's right. So you're probably going to be in the gang.
Right.
So I think, you know how you could rotate between the characters?
But they're not sure. Right. I think they're not necessarily sure that it's going to be John Marston.
We don't know.
Right.
They
do know that it is a prequel, however.
You would want that. You'd want three. You don't want one character to get attached to.
Yeah, well, because you already ran as John Marston. You saw the end of John Marston. And we can see some more John Marston, but you also kind
of... Different points of view.
I would be fine if they don't continue with John Marston or his son, or they're just totally brand new people that happen to exist in the Old West.
Because, it would be beforehand.
Point, though.
I do.
They don't have to follow that family. They could make new people. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody has the license, as you said, to make a cowboy game. There are other cowboy games for that generation, like... The Call of Juarez games, which are really
inferior.
Yeah, they're nowhere near the same
thing. Right, right. But they weren't trying to be. But, I mean, you're just not going to... It would look like a joke if you try to make an open-world Western game. I mean, do they have, like, the priority on that? Can no one else make one? I mean, is that, like, a trademark?
I don't think... No.
It can't be.
It's not a trademark, but it's like you can't improve on that.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
If anybody tried to do it, it would be a joke.
You can't trademark the Old West. You could trademark, IPs about the Old West. Like, nobody could make Maverick the video game without paying whoever owns the rights to Maverick.
Am I using the right word? Would it even be a trademark? Am I using the right word there? No, it would be I don't know.
Legal. Sorry, I was like looking at something else and I checked out. I apologize.
Mike was looking at Cougars.
Jumbo, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Also, I know. Wait, did we talk about what you would change?
We talk about what I would change. Okay. What about you guys?
I mean, what about you guys? What would you change differently?
I would just change some physics and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
I would improve. Like, stuff like you can swim.
Okay.
I would like to be able to climb stuff. I climb trees.
Mm-hmm. You were able to climb mountains.
Yeah.
Ledges.
Or
like
cliffs.
Ledges.
I would like to get a little bit better at climbing mountains. Like, being able to actually scale something. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's pretty much all I would tweak with it.
I like to be... I like the positive negative that you could be a hero or you could be infamous type of character. But like, when I played, going into town was a chore because the whole time it would be like, I'd be going to the mark, there'd be the letter B or the letter G or something.
Right. Yeah.
And the entire time for me to get there, I'm killing people because I can't go into towns because my freaking map bounties
because
I'm an asshole.
Right. Sure.
So like, I'm penalized anytime I go near the towns because I got to kill like 75 extra people.
Right. Isolate that thing when he said, I'm an asshole. Isolate that. So
I have to kill like 75 extra people.
That's going on.
So I would have preferred. Or I would prefer for the next one, that they tone that part down where you can play literally and be a villain. and not have to deal with all of that bullshit.
But right. There is a lot of bullshit. I mean, when you're a bad guy, let's say you have a bounty on you, you can't go anywhere without the cops showing
everyone,
up.
Everyone's trying to kill
it's
you,
relentless.
Even the citizens.
It's too much. But it's too much.
And that's it's a weird thing because that like they obviously need to have like antagonists to you in the game. But you have to remember, in 1910 in the Old West with telegraphs and no smartphones and no internet, and how the hell do they know you're there?
Yeah.
How do they all know what you look like? It doesn't make sense. Like, no. It doesn't,
yeah,
you
yeah,
go to a new town and they freaking know. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, yeah. That's something right. Like they got to tone down.
Video game logic.
For sure.
Yeah.
GTA is like that too, though. Like, cops somehow become, they're dumb as shit until you got a wanted, and then they're like freaking like Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah,
they
until
can,
you get
they,
a fender
then they start
bender,
turning into
sudden,
alleys
yeah.
And start biting you. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. You bang into one car in GTA and it's like all
that's
of a sudden
it.
A fucking helicopter
stars,
showing up and you're like, what the? And it just snowballs. Your whole day goes to hell.
Tone the cops down. Let me be a bad guy. I want to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike? What would you do for the next game that you didn't like about the first one?
Some of those, like I was saying earlier, some of those missions that towards the end.
Oh yeah,
you know, I mean, I don't know what their plan is, so that, you know, that's
right.
You know, could be a moot point. But I agree with Ryan. The water thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Get rid of that.
Got to be able to swim.
Yeah, I would like more missions with the water.
With the water,
yes, more like boat.
Yeah.
Style.
Sure. Like laundry.
Yeah. Jet skis. They had them then, right? Yeah.
Speedboats. Speedboats. You know what was a cool mission when you were on the shipwreck? Remember that? When you had to get the Indian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah,
was
yeah.
neat. That was neat. That was down
yeah,
by...
Yeah, that was a good mission, too, yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, you know, those
yeah.
things.
Yeah. So, mainly, it's just stuff that they probably just couldn't fit in the game. I mean, they can't... They couldn't plug everything
it
in.
It could have even been like time. You know, they didn't
could've
have
been.
Time
could've
to
been.
Fix some of those things.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's
I mean, the
so,
game.
800 people worked on it. I
yeah.
Mean,
yeah, it's ridiculous. Two
what
studios.
What a monumental
and,
project. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The credits are literally like a movie. Longer,
longer
probably.
Longer. Longer. I watched them all and yeah, I was like, Jesus yeah. Christ, come
yeah.
on.
yeah. What day is it?
We touched on the multiplayer and the add-ons. The zombie. Title for that, the
Undead Nightmare.
Now you told me to play this. You said it
was good.
Fairly short, right?
It's yeah. fairly short. Well, you have to pay for it. It's not great,
right? Right.
Unlike the Outlaw.
It's not much.
It may be the best piece of DLC I ever.
It's fun.
Ever played.
It's fun, and it's funny because it's surreal because all the serious characters have new like non-serious, like the goofy scientist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's like, we got to stop the zombies. Like, they all say it with straight face. He's like, we got to stop the zombies. And then he gets eaten by a zombie. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Great music in it, too.
Oh,
the music's like a rockabilly. Like, it changes the whole...
They intertwined
yeah,
it
yeah,
in
yeah.
with, like,
it's
Mexican...
It's very light.
Yeah.
It's
like
a very light
legends
mood.
About cannibalism and, like...
Yeah, it's like a comedy.
It is.
It's supposed
it sure
to be like
is.
A comedy.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And it's got weird stuff, like the four horsemen of death. Like, all, you can get horses like disease and famine and war, and they all have different attributes and buffs. You can meet Bigfoot and kill his family. Mm. Bigfoot's like, you're a dick, man. You killed, what the hell's wrong with you? You killed my whole family.
Yeah.
Crazy
yeah,
stuff in it.
Yeah, just wild. Yeah, wild
yeah, and
stuff.
That's definitely, if you have this game and you haven't done the Undead Nightmare, it's totally worth
oh,
it.
Like,
it's funny.
Like 10 it was like
less
10 bucks
than
10. Back
I thought
then.
It was
now
7
it's probably like 5
yeah,
or some
it,
shit.
It,
yeah.
It's probably nothing.
You can get the Game of Year edition that's both together.
Yeah.
Or if you have a hackable system.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the ending. This is probably one of the best endings
right,
of
here
any
we go.
Game.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. Yeah, this is a spoiler alert, totally.
Some people don't feel that way.
That what?
That it was a really good ending. Right,
Mike?
That's okay. What
yeah,
do you
he was. You were
kind of
disappointed.
Well, wait, should we talk about the ending before we get into how we felt?
Well, we can say what happened. Sure, Ryan, you want to do that?
You want to break everyone's balls?
Should I... Do you want me to tell how the ending happens?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
it's
so
like
basically...
10 years old. You can't spoil it.
Yeah.
Well, all
right, so basically... John Marston is reunited with his family, spends time with his wife, his son, hangs out. So you do a lot of bullshit with your son, like a father-son type of stuff.
Yeah, like and, making up for lost time.
Exactly. And you notice when you're playing the game, life's getting too sweet. Like you kind of have that where everything's nice and friendly.
Yeah.
And it's just, and then some all bad, shit goes to hell again.
Right.
The feds show up pretty much. Right. And they double cross him.
Sure, absolutely.
And even though he did the
Which
work.
Is typical for Rockstar games.
Yeah.
It's
typical for feds. Yeah.
He didn't like it.
The end? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So the so he dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The feds murder him.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Murder
well,
him.
After
yeah.
using him to get
right,
know, revenge
right,
on
right,
the, you know,
right. Government is evil.
Right.
Right. That was like the whole gist of the whole thing. So all right, when it first, so I had a little kind of, I'll call it like the Red Wedding effect.
Okay.
All right. So anyone's familiar with Game of Thrones, after the Red Wedding happened, which was like a,
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Okay. They murdered all
I've never seen any shows.
They murdered like half of your favorite characters.
Like, they killed the cast. They basically murdered the protagonist
from the first like three seasons.
Yeah,
like,
it was crazy. Really? Like wow. You like this guy and they
what
just
season was what season was this?
It's like the four. Third season.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
It
was the fourth.
Third.
Okay.
Either way.
Third. Yeah. The third season.
It's the fourth book.
Anyway, after that episode aired, I was pissed. I was like, that's bullshit, this, that, and the other. And then after I thought about it, it made sense. Okay. So Game Red Dead. After he dies, I'm thinking, I did all that fucking work as this guy, and I'm killed. What the fuck? I could have just... What did I do all the work for? I could have just died and just turned the game off. So anyway, so I was a little bummed about the ending, okay? Was it a shock? Yes.
But that wasn't the ending yet, just because he died.
Right. No, it wasn't. But I mean, that was part of the
end. At that point,
I wasn't shocked. Of the end. I kind of felt like you knew Marston was a tragic character. He was going to die.
It was a shock for me.
Okay? I thought he would. Right. I didn't think he'd be killed by the FBI or the equivalent of the FBI.
So after that, you become Jack Marston, and then you go back, and then you know, long story short, you kill Edgar. What's his name?
Carter or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
You kill the government, the head government guy, right? Because he's retired.
He's retired.
Right.
And speaking of, did you murder his brother and his wife too? Because I sure did.
And that's an achievement, I think. No. And I did. Oh, it's not.
But no, but I did.
They actually take achievements off.
I don't think I did. No,
because he killed my dad.
I just left.
Yeah. So I shot his wife.
Yeah.
And then I shot his brother. And then I shot him.
Yeah. I did not do that.
Killed the whole family.
I killed them all.
So I
did slowly too.
I bet you did.
You sick bitch.
Hey, Granny, whack.
It was satisfying to have one final duel. And kill him, and that was
closure.
Good. But after I thought about the death of John Marston, I thought it was very cool. I changed my mind because after he dies and you become Jack Marston, you kind of still feel like you're playing as John Marston.
Yeah.
So it almost feels like soul has gone into Jack Marston, and it was almost like this weird out of body experience that you were when you were Jack Marston, because you still felt like you were John Marston, and now you're Jack Marston, and you have all the teachings that John did with Jack,
and all the weapons
you've instilled, and so I like the ending.
Okay.
Yes.
I only remember when I first talked to you about it, you didn't like it, but
I was bummed about
fine.
It.
I can understand that.
No, I was bummed out. You kind of feel lost when John Marston dies.
Yeah.
You miss him.
I was like, oh man, he's serious. Yeah. And I was a little shocked. Only because every game, the good guy wins and, you know, gets the girl and all that bullshit. And this was like the first game where it was like, pal.
It was a Stanley Kubrick ending.
Yeah, sorry, pal, you lose.
I was shocked that his son, I thought he died, that was the end. I was shocked that his son took up. Like, I thought the game was over. It would have been like, oh, that sucks. Don't help anyone.
Yeah,
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at first when you become Jack and you go back and you see the graves of the two of John Marston and Abigail, they don't tell you what to do after that.
No, they don't.
Right?
No.
Now you see a question mark on your map and then you're like, okay, well, I guess I'll go there. Actually, I don't even think you do, because what happened with me, I just kind of thought, well, the government did this.
Yeah.
They're in Blackwater. Let me just go there. And when I went there, that's when the question mark appeared. And I went there, and then you found out where to go. Because when it first happened, I just thought, oh, the game's over. I guess now it's just I can just roam around and do shit.
That's
and
how
then,
I found it.
And then it all of a sudden it was...
You stumble upon stuff.
Well, then all of a sudden it was just, but the credits didn't roll.
Exactly. And that's what threw me. Right. I'm like, why aren't the credits didn't roll? Right. This is the end of the game? Do you know what I mean? And where's my achievement for beating the game?
Yeah.
Right? So there's none of that. So... I knew it had to be somewhere, and I was just wandering around, just free roaming, and I saw the question mark, and I was like, oh, shit, here we go.
See, it was the end of the game when John Marston was killed that, I mean, that's when I felt, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, John Marston, he was the bad guy. Like, he was the bad guy. Like, when he was killed, when the government killed him, That's when it reminds you. You're like, oh wait, he's one of the gang members that they were hunting down.
Right.
You know, he's the bad guy.
He is a murderer.
He committed awful crimes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They took his family for. They exactly. had justification in a way to take his family, but yeah. obviously.
But that's when it kind of dawns on you. You're like, wait, I was a bad guy the whole time.
Minute. Are we the bad?
I wasn't the
baddie?
Hero.
I'm the baddie.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it's one of the best endings ever, and the part at the river is awesome.
Oh yeah.
And then when Jack turns around and it goes Red Dead, like it comes up and the music starts. And the credits roll, and that's it. That's Red Dead Redemption.
I thought the whole thing was well done.
Yeah. So, obviously, it's worth a buy, guys, right?
Oh, my God.
You can't emulate this, obviously.
You cannot emulate this game.
No, but I mean, for tradition's sake, you know, it's all a collect for
I think all of us would collect this game. I would pay $300 for this game.
I believe it is backwards compatible.
Sure is. Yeah.
I don't think it was ever released on PC.
No, it wasn't, because the code, they said. So many people worked on it, and it was coded in so many different languages even, that it was such a fucking clusterfuck to even try to code it for PC. So it was the way it was built, the way it was, you know, coded, made it impossible to make. It would have been taken a friggin' act of Congress to get it done.
And I hope they put, I mean, I'm sure Rockstar is going to put tons of effort, just like they did with GTA 5.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the same guys composed the music, you know, because it worked. Everything worked, you know, and I just hope they improve on it.
I just hope they give us the same, you know, full, meaningful experience we got with the first game. What made it so classic, you know, at least that much, and not concentrate so much on the multiplayer.
Right, right. I want an experience by myself playing the game.
I mean,
because it's like intimate almost. That's what you want.
Yeah, you want to forget about it and not give us DLC afterward. Right. Okay, I'll live with that, but at least make the game as long as meaningful.
Absolutely.
Single player.
So, all in favor, say aye.
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 Arr.
Well, I guess that wraps it up, guys, huh?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, Red Dead Redemption.
We may never speak of this game again.
Fuck you.
No, I'm sure we will.
Wait, there's this one episode. Game, though. What's that one game?
Is it Panic Restaurant?
Oh! Or Emulate This. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This. Twitter at Emulate This, and email us, emulatethis@outlook.com. Well, that wraps up episode 17, guys.
Peace.
See you.